So we'll turn the page here for a moment, looking back in far, far ancient history. When they started to coin and mint money, it certainly put a damper in trade of bushels of wheat and wool and those kinds of things. Money transformed the world once a long time ago, but digital money may be doing the same kind of thing today. Jason Calacanis, an internet entrepreneur, founder of Mahalo.com and host of the show This Week in Startups, joins us very early in the morning there in California. Jason, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Great. Can entrepreneurs actually weigh in with digital money accounts, way beyond PayPal here, and challenge the dollar, the euro, even the Chinese currency?
It seems that like Wikipedia, WikiLeaks, and peer-to-peer technology, BitTorrent, this is a technology that's not going away. Essentially, Bitcoins are a virtual currency that are made on computers according to an algorithm very slowly and introduced into a currency that now trades at $5 or $6 per coin. People are using them to do everything from play poker online to make logos or do programming.
And let's back up and do the terminology again. You mentioned WikiLeaks. We're not talking about WikiBucks here. We are talking about literally Bitcoins, which are formed how? I mean, how do you assess the value of something called a Bitcoin other than just it's related to a bunch of people's credit cards, which are dollars?
Right. So what happened was, they're not backed by silver or gold, as we used to back currency. They are created over a slow process through an algorithm. So you on your computer can make a Bitcoin, and according to this formula that was made by a kind of cloak and dagger individual named Satoshi Nakamoto, who nobody can seem to find. He wrote the paper on how to do this piece of software. Only 21 million are ever going to be made, and they're going to be made according to a formula that gets more and more difficult to make them. So you can turn your computer on with the Bitcoin software and start making a coin. It just might take 5 or 10 years for your laptop to do so.
All right. Let me back you up here. Now, so this isn't a kind of promise to pay like you see on the dollar. It's more a creating a virtual commodity that is finite in resource, and so then the value goes up as more people want to use them.
Absolutely correct. And if you wanted to buy a whole bunch of servers and start making them, you probably couldn't do it for less than the electricity and the time it would take to set up those servers. So people are sort of running them in the background, almost like they would maybe even run them at a loss just to create this currency and slowly put it into existence. Although there is Bitcoin hoarding going on now because it's inflated so much in the last year that people think, hey, this is going to double, triple, quadruple every year, so I'm just going to hold on to my Bitcoin.
Well, we call that speculation. All right, so 40 seconds. I'll ask the question very quickly. Is this scalable? And at some point, are they going to have to dilute the 21 million or whatever number you used?
Well, what's interesting about it is you can trade to the eighth decimal. So, yes, you can play poker for, one 10,000th, of a Bitcoin.
I see. Are you going to cash out your dollars in the bank and put them into Bitcoins, Jason?
Oh, absolutely not.
All right. Jason Calacanis, internet entrepreneur, founder of Mahalo.com, host of the show This Week in Startups, talking about Bitcoins, the complex creation of, but the very straightforward use of them as an alternative currency.